Our Lord says, "For amen, I say unto you, until heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall not pass of the law till it all be fulfilled. He therefore that shall break one of these least commandments, and so shall teach men, shall be called least in the kingdom of heaven." So we see how our Lord is concerned with the little things, concerned with the little things as well as the big. You could say even maybe more the little things, because there are more little things than there are big things in the world. And it is the little things that make us perfect when we pay attention to the little things, when every little thing matters to us because it matters to God. And that's the thing, you know. Today, a lot of people are just concerned with the big things. I don't kill, I don't steal, I don't commit adultery, I don't do these big things, so I'm a good person and I'm good enough for heaven and I'm good enough to, you know, just continue on with my mediocre life because I don't do these big bad things. But our Lord is asking much more from us than that. And if we avoid these big things, then it's God who gave us the grace to do it. But he's also giving us the grace to perfect ourselves in the little things. And when it comes to our spiritual life, when it comes to sanctity and holiness, we have to be concerned about the little things. We have to be meticulous, scrupulous in a good sense, meticulous about our faith. We have to be meticulous about our prayer life, meticulous about not committing sin, not even the smallest little sin which offends God. Meticulous about every little thing that we do for God. He pays attention to the little things that we do for him. A little glance up to heaven, a little thought, a little prayer, a little good work, everything that we do that's little but that's done with love is important to God. And every little prayer to him, if we pray all day long, just little prayers, asking for little things all day long, that makes God happy, and that is God's will. He wants us to be constantly turning to him, constantly doing everything, every little thing for him. And this is perfection. God knows every little hair on our head. He knows every little atom in the world, and he keeps every little thing in being because he is absolutely, minutely, and greatly perfect, and we should be too concerned about those little things. And so that's what perfection is. So let us turn our eyes and become keen like the eagle from a distance and from close up. Let us be keen to please God in every little thing and search for perfection in everything.
Christus.